Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Vayishlach, we hear about the long-awaited and much-feared encounter between Yaakov and Esav. After 2 decades of being separated because of Esav's threats of murder, Yaakov reaches out to his estranged brother by sending messengers to Esav to notify him of Yaakov's preparations for their meeting. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, in the very first Rashi and the Parsha, says that the messengers that Yaakov sent were not any regular messengers, but malachim mamish, real angels. And I've spoken about this idea and why Yaakov would send real angels in a previous FMT. If you'd like to hear that, please WhatsApp me privately. For today's FMT, I'd like to focus on what these messengers, these angels, said when they returned from delivering their message to Esav. When they returned to Yaakov, they said, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vayashuvu HaMalachim Al Yaakov Lemor. The messengers returned to Yaakov, saying, Banu Elachicha El Esav, we came to your brother, to Esav, V'gam Holech Likrascha V'arba Meos Ish Imo, and he, too, is coming to meet you, and there are 400 men with him. That is the message that Yaakov received from the messengers, / angels, when they return from Esav. Why does the Torah introduce their report by saying, Vayashuvu HaMalachim Al Yaakov Lemor? Why doesn't the Torah just say, Vayashuvu HaMalachim Al Yaakov V'yamru? And we can ask another question on this episode. Immediately after the Malachim returned to Yaakov after meeting Esav, beginning in the very next pasuk in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches, Yaakov became afraid and distressed. Vayira Yaakov Meod, Vayetzer Lo, and he split his camp. Vayachatz Etz Ha'am Asher Ito, etc. Lishnei Machanos, and he davened, etc., etc., all the way to Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Kavhei, when Yaakov is all alone. Vaser Yaakov Lovado, and he has the encounter and the wrestling match with the angel. Why did all of this happen right after the Malachim returned to Yaakov? They came back and they told him that Esav had a huge band of people, but he already knew that Esav was powerful, so that shouldn't have spurred all this action. They came back and they told him that Esav is coming towards Yaakov, but even that shouldn't have provoked any action either. Yaakov was the one who reached out to Esav, so of course Esav is going to respond. So again, what did the Malachim say when they returned to Yaakov that made Yaakov do all these things? These questions are asked by Rav Yonasan Eibeschitz, who died in 1764, one of the greatest leaders and rabbanim of the 18th century. He asks this question in his Sefer on the Chumash, Tiferes Yehonasan, on this pasuk, and he says that the answer to the first question, why does the Torah say Vayashivu HaMalachim Al Yaakov Lemor, answers the second question as well. Rav Eibeschitz says that the job of the Malachim was to come back to Yaakov and tell him what they saw. Period. That's it. Nothing more. And that's exactly what they did. Vayashuvu HaMalachim Al Yaakov. They came back. And why did they come back? Lemor. They came back to tell Yaakov that Esav has a lot of people and he's coming to greet them. That was their mission, and that is what they did. They returned, they reported, and then they left. They had no other job, so they left. And that, says Eibeschitz, is what spurred Yaakov into action. He saw that no angels were with him anymore. He was all alone. Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. And because he was all alone, because of that, he made all of the necessary preparations. And Eibeschitz says that that's exactly what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted to show Yaakov that he didn't need the angels. He can turn to Hashem. He can daven. He can turn to himself. And he can do all the necessary hishtadlus. By pulling away the angels, Hashem sent a very strong message to Yaakov and to all of us. You can do it. You do not need angels, says Hashem. All you need is me. And as we know, that's exactly what Yaakov learned. He wrestled the angel alone, and he was victorious. And he confronted Esav alone, and he was victorious. Yaakov learned that day, and we learn from him every day. The angels may have left Yaakov, but Hashem never, chas v'shalom, left Yaakov. And that is all we need. Have an amazing day, everyone!